Amen. Well, it's good to be here.
Hey.
Amen. Believe now, and since it's been good to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Feel the good presence of the Holy Spirit. See, the Lord's commanded us to meet together. But you know, the main number one is whether or not he meets with us.
That's right. Hey.
If he don't show up, then we're in bad shape. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad I can feel his presence every once in a while, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
And I felt his presence tonight in the service. Certainly we did this morning. And the good preaching we heard, and I just assumed Brother Kevin went ahead a while ago and just preached. And let the Lord just bless him out real good. I'd much rather hear him, these other preachers, try to preach myself. But if it lot falls on me, I'll give you what the Lord give me. Amen.
Go ahead.
I'm just got part of one verse. Now, this is all the Lord laid on my heart. It's been about a week ago since he laid this on my heart, and I can't get away from it, so I'm just going to preach it off.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
In the book of St. John's Gospel, chapter 11, we're going to look at verse 39, just part of that verse, all he wants me to read. St. John chapter 11 and first part of verse 39. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." That's all I'm going to read.
Preach, preacher.
Take ye away the stone. I'm going to preach tonight. This is a thought the Lord laid on my heart. If you don't, he won't.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead. If you don't, he won't. Now, study this scripture here. Very familiar passage of scripture. Been preached on down through the years. And certainly, it's just as true today as it was the first day it was written. And here, and I thought about this, I've had a week to think on this and pray about this. And you know, I won't go into all that story, but we all know the story. And how that Lazarus had died, and they had sent for him.
Right.
And they sent for him. And when they sent for him, they didn't have to beg him to come. But I noticed something. He didn't come when they wanted him to. He stayed there 4 days. And when he did come, let me say this. The Lord works on his timetable.
Yes.
He don't work on ours.
Amen.
See, we're guided by minutes, by hours, by weeks, and by months and by years.
Yep.
That's what we are programmed to. But you got to remember, he's from everlasting to everlasting. So hours don't mean nothing to him. Time don't mean anything to him. I mean, he's the all-powerful one. So listen, when he did come, don't you notice that? Brother, let me say this. The Lord, if you're here tonight, I hope the Lord directs this message, especially you that you're lost. If you don't, he won't. Let me say this. Now listen, they was up against something here that they couldn't handle. So they just called for the Lord to come, and brother, he showed up. Don't you notice that? Listen, there's nothing impossible with the Lord. He's able to do whatever he wants to do. And I noticed there in verse 39, when he told them, he said, "Take ye away the stone." Now let me say this, brother. He could have got Lazarus up without that. But listen, he wants some obedience out of somebody. But let me say this tonight: I'm not a Calvinist. If there's everything to shoot the Calvinist down, this will. You better believe it will. Well, let me say this. He told them, said, "Take ye away the stone." Brother, there's something there. He could have raised Lazarus without the stone being taken away. Or he could have taken away himself. But brother, there's something he told them to do. He said, "Take ye away the stone." Now notice, brother, Lazarus was dead. They could not resurrect him. But brother, they was one there that could, don't you see? There's one there that God's willing, my friend, to resurrect him. Brother Kevin's already quoted the scripture there in Ephesians chapter 2, I believe it is, where he said, ye who were dead in trespasses and in sins, has he quickened? My friend, he's quickened the dead. He quickened Lazarus. Brother, here naturally, he was dead naturally, and the Lord quickened him. Brother, raised him up. That's exactly wherever a sinner is. Brother, he's dead spiritually, and the Lord wants to quicken them and give them life and life everlasting. But hear to that, but he's telling somebody, take ye away the stone. What are you talking about, preacher? I'll preach some stones that's going to have to be removed. I want this to sink in. Amen. Listen, the Lord was there. He was right there at the grave of Lazarus. But he told them to do something. Take you away the stone. Let me say this now, if you're lost, the Lord is nigh unto them. He's real close to you. But you know what? These stones is keeping you, brother, letting the Lord resurrect you. They had a stone there, but the Lord told them to take it away. I want to mention some stones. I believe, brother, a lot of folks are that's standing between them and the Lord giving them a spiritual resurrection. Number one stone is the stone of procrastination. They're saying, Lord, I've got plenty of time. I've got to do it on my time. But let me say this, that's a stone that's there hindering the Lord from giving you life and life eternal. I say to you tonight, just get rid of the stone. Thank God in the Lord, he'll resurrect you. I say hallelujah to God. Glory to God. I'm glad I'm saved, ain't you? Hallelujah. He said, take you away the stone. There's a lot of folks that all do it some other time. Procrastination has sent more people to hell than anything. Somebody said, if you don't quit drinking, don't quit cussing, don't quit doing this, don't quit doing that, that ain't what's sending you to hell no how. But what's going to send you to hell is unbelief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God, if you ever get born again, saved by the grace of God, you'll quit those things. I say hallelujah to God. Amen. Let's take away the stone. A lot of folks got that stone of procrastination. I'll do it some other time. Let me show you this. There ain't no doubt in my mind these folks left this church this morning. Boy, we hear one of the most wonderful messages that anybody want to hear. Brother, man of God preached on the anointing and the power of God. These folks sitting here this morning walked out those doors and no doubt said to themselves, I'll do it some other time. But let me say this, that's a stone between you and the Lord resurrecting you. Amen. The stone, brother, procrastination. Take you away the stone. Oh, the Lord will save. Christ came to save. Paul said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners, of whom I chief. Thank God tonight. But if you'll just come to him, get that stone out of the way and let the Lord resurrect you. Hallelujah to God. Lord, I resurrect you. Amen. Thank God the Lord. He wants to resurrect folks. Brother, you're here tonight, you're dead. Trespasses and sin, and the Lord wants to give you a spiritual resurrection. Thank God, life eternal in the Lord Jesus Christ. All he wanted told them to do, just get rid of the stone. You can't raise him. He said, I can. Thank God, I'm glad tonight to preach to you. Hallelujah, one that can tonight, and he will. You get rid of the stone. Amen, preacher. Amen, stone. Procrastination. Then there's another stone. They said, I don't feel like it. Where did feelings ever come into this thing anyhow? Now there's feelings of salvation after you get it. I've said you're going to die when you don't feel like it. But brother, let me say this. Brother, a lot of folks said, I don't feel like getting saved today. That ain't what he said. He said, today if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Hey, God, listen. Brother Holy Ghost of God pays you a visit. You know you're lost and undone without Him. Thank God, if you'll come to it, He'll resurrect you right here tonight. Hallelujah, God. Just get the stone out of the way. That stone, like I feel like it. Don't feel like it, preacher. A lot of folks that don't feel like it, preacher. Amen. He didn't say come if you feel like it. He said you hear His voice. Amen. What's the voice He's talking about? Voice of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. How can they call upon Him in whom they've not believed? How can they believe in Him of whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? But when God's man preaches under the anointing and the power of God, Holy Ghost of God convicts you. That's Holy Ghost telling you it's time to repent. Amen. Get rid of that stone. I don't feel like it. A lot of folks sit here this morning. Now I glance back every once in a while. I saw folks that, you know, just like weren't like paying much attention. But the Lord was speaking. Sure. You know what they were doing? They were trying to brush it off, and some of them did. Amen. Right. Hey, so you go talk to them, they probably say, I don't feel like it. Whoa, listen, that's not it. Thank God, let me say this. When you realize you're a sinner, Holy Ghost of God's got to reveal that to you, that you are lost. You wouldn't know you was lost if Lord hadn't told you. Hey, God, listen. When you realize you're a sinner, you need a Savior, you'll come to Him in repentance. Right then and there, the Lord will save you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, God, I've said, feeling come after you're saved. Amen. All folks got it backwards.
That's right. You're right, preacher.
Got it backwards. Oh, listen, when you repent, get born again, saved by the grace of God, then when a good, sweet Holy Spirit comes inside. Amen. Let you know, thank God, who you are. Hallelujah to God. That's why I love to come to the house of God. I love to hear the man of God preach on the anointing. Hallelujah, brother. That's a thing that makes me feel good. That makes something makes me feel like it. I'll feel like it after I get saved, not before. I feel like going to church. I feel like praying. I feel like reading the Bible. I feel like preaching. Thank God, feel like doing what the Lord wants me to do. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Take away the stone, and the Lord will do the rest.
Yes. Yes.
If you don't, He won't. I've studied on this, Kevin, and I wondered, what would have happened had they not took that stone away? Do you ever think about that? He didn't need them. He could have took it away himself. He could have done whatever he wanted to, but he told them, said, take away the stone.
That's right.
Boy, the Lord showed me this not long ago. Hallelujah. Amen. Take away the stone. Oh, that stone of procrastination. That stone that I don't feel like it. Oh, listen, He didn't say you come if you felt like it.
Right.
Oh, brother, listen, when the Lord speaks to you, that's a time to come.
Yeah.
Amen. This altar should have been lying this morning. While our pastor was preaching, this altar should have been lying, the sinners. Amen. Listen, they's waiting on a feeling. Oh, want to feel something. It ain't feeling, it's hearing.
Right.
Thank God, faith comes by hearing. Thank God, when you hear it and believe it, then you're about to get somewhere. Hallelujah to God. Get away the stone. Take away the stone. There's another stone keeping the Lord from resurrecting some folks is unbelief.
You're right.
Unbelief.
Right.
Don't believe the Lord will do it. I believe He will. I know He did one time.
Yeah, sure.
See, I don't know about none of the rest of you. I don't know about myself.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen, but a lot of folks don't believe He'll do it. Somebody said, hey, preacher, I don't know why I'm preaching like this. There's a lot of folks said, hey, preacher, I've done too bad. Let me say this. The worst sinner I ever known in the Word of God God saved him on the road to Damascus, called him to preach, took him home to glory. He's been there a long time, and you ain't near as bad as he was. Hallelujah to God. But if he, old Saul of Tarsus, he believed on the road to Damascus. Thank God if you'll just believe the gospel. Thank God believe Christ died for your sins. If you'll repent, hallelujah, you're about to get somewhere. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Thank God, take away the stone. Get rid of that stone of unbelief. Because they say, Lord, I've quit unbelief. I'm going to believe now.
Yeah.
Just as soon, let me say this. He don't take the Lord all day to save folks.
That's right.
There's a lot of folks, it's sad how people mess this thing up.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Some said you got to pray so long.
No. Go ahead. That's
right. Well, I'm just going to tell it like it is.
Preach.
Fella told me over at the hospital a while ago, she had been told, you got to confess with your mouth. I know Paul said that. But brother, let me tell you something. That's not to you and me, that's to him.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I said, how about them fellas can't talk?
Amen. Sure.
That's right.
I've known a family of people up in Ohio, they're deaf mutes. They couldn't speak and nothing like that. But boy, you ought to hear them sing.
Yeah.
Amen. They couldn't make an audible voice. But boys, I tell you what, they could get up there and make them signs. They know what they're singing about.
Hey.
Amen. How did they confess?
Sure.
They confessed with their mouth, the Lord Jesus. Lord, I believe you. It ain't me telling you. It's me telling him. Hallelujah, God. We've got man involved in this thing. Amen. It ain't about us. Boy, don't need no help. Brother, saving nobody. Thank God he'll do it. He'll do it on his own. Hallelujah,
God.
Amen. I feel like preaching a while now. Amen. Said, take away the stone. Get rid of it. If you get that stone out of the way, there's a fella in there that you can't get out. How bad do you want him out? Do you want him out bad enough? You can't resurrect him.
Sure.
If you want him out bad enough, you just get that stone out of the way. I'll show you something. I'll do something you can't do.
Yeah.
Hey, man, listen, he didn't take the Lord all day.
Right.
Just a very few words.
Right.
Lazarus, come forth.
Yeah.
Three words all it took.
Yeah.
He don't take the Lord talking to you all day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, when that heart gets right, thank God the Lord then, he's about to do something for
Amen.
You. Thank God, just get that stone of unbelief out of the way. Thank God the Lord, he'll take care of the rest
Amen.
Of it. Taking my time tonight. Take away the stone. Now, if you don't get the stone, if you don't, he won't. If you want to go to hell, I'll just leave that stone there.
Sure.
He wants to resurrect you.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad you've been resurrected? You're saved.
Yeah.
You've had a spiritual resurrection. Now, he didn't resurrect this old man. He resurrected the inner man.
Yeah.
He thought, I was dead in trespasses and sins. But boy, listen, in over 50, almost 51 years now, hey, God, listen, I got a spiritual resurrection.
Yeah.
Brother,
God.
He come up. Hey, God, he resurrected this inner man. But let me say this. He's the one he's dealing with. I say hallelujah to God. He made me alive and alive forevermore. Thank God when he come out of that grave, he said, I'm he that was dead.
Yeah.
But behold, I'm alive and I'm alive forevermore. And he looked down through the telescopes of time and said, because I live, you can live also.
Yeah.
I say hallelujah to God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Brother, he said, take away the stone. If you don't, he won't. The Lord gave me this message about a week ago. And I don't tell nobody what I'm going to preach because it's been changed from the front seat to the pulpit sometimes. I just preach what the Lord gives me. I'm preaching out on some stones that's in the way. There's another stone I thought about, stone of self-righteousness. There's a lot of folks. Morally, they probably are just as good as a lot of Christians.
Yeah.
Morally.
Yeah.
That ain't going to help you none.
That's right.
That self-righteousness is not going to get you to heaven.
Sure.
I tell you how it takes righteousness to get there, and we can't produce it, but we got it in the Lord Jesus Christ. I say hallelujah. I need some righteousness to get to heaven. I didn't have none. But brother, when the Lord saved me, he imputed the righteousness of Christ in us. Thank God, that's what makes us holy tonight. Not because we're holy, but because he is. Hallelujah. Well, I'm like Brother Mitchell. If I wasn't so old, I'd run a while. Amen. Thank God, take away the stone. Get rid of that stone. Self-righteousness. Some folks said, I'm just as good as so-and-so. Well, you know what the Bible said? Man measures himself, a man compare themselves among themselves. Said they're not wise. Let me say this tonight. You measure up to me if you want to, and you'll still come out looking bad. I've got the world of confidence in Kevin Sexton and these other preachers and all the church. I got the world of confidence in you. But folks try to measure themselves for you, they'll come up short. Yes. Amen. Sure. Brother, let me say, I'll tell you what to measure yourself by him. Yes. Measure yourself by him. Boy, you'll come up and then you'll see, brother, just how short you really are. Hey, God, listen. Take away that stone of self-righteousness. Say, Lord, I'm just going to roll that stone out of the way. I'm going to let you resurrect me. I need a spiritual resurrection. That's what our lost folks need. Make a life. You know what? If you're here tonight, you're lost. You're just walking around dead.
That's right.
You're just walking around dead. All they are. So you need a spiritual resurrection. And the Lord's all want to give that. Then another thing, another stone that I thought about is stone of rebellion.
Yeah. That's right. That's good.
Stone of rebellion. Get rid of that stone. He, let me say, God saves nobody in rebellion.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
The Bible said the law was given that every mouth may be stopped and all the world become guilty before God. Brother, if you ever get born again, you'll quit arguing with God. You'll take sides with him. Brother, go against your own self and say, Lord, I'm the guilty party. I'm the one that's wrong. Lord, you're right tonight. Hey, God, listen, you get rid of that stone of rebellion tonight. Brother, a split second, he'll save your never-dying soul. Hallelujah to God. Thank God, get rid of the stone. If you don't, he won't.
That's right. You're right.
If I never get to preach another message here, you remember this one. If you don't, he won't. Kevin, I wonder what, I've really thought about this a lot. I wonder what would happen had they not rolled that stone away. He saves nobody. Now, I know there's a doctrine through the land today that the Lord saves folks. You're predestinated to be saved. You're predestinated to be lost. Never a bigger liar ever told than that.
Amen.
This right here would tell you better than that. Amen. Thank God, listen, when they got rid of that stone, Lord did what they couldn't do.
Amen.
Now let me say that. He was faithful to show up.
Yeah. Amen. Yes,
boy, listen, he's faithful to show up here at Amazing Grace.
Amen.
I've said this, I believe we got one of the best churches around.
Amen.
Got a good church. Got a fabulous pastor.
Amen.
Lord moves with us every service. I say he ain't going to save you against your will.
That's
He ain't going to save you in rebellion.
Yeah.
Thank God you get born again, you'll roll that stone away. Brother, cast it aside and say, Lord, resurrect the inner man. Amen. He's the one that needs saving.
Yes, brother.
He ain't going to save this body. It ain't worth saving. It's doomed to go back to mother dust of the earth. I was at a funeral this afternoon. Had to leave before the funeral was over. But that showed me, our neighbor, our friend, his time on earth has expired.
Yep.
And they tuck him down to the cemetery, dug a hole and put him in it. The body, the soul got resurrected in 02. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Brother, I'm glad old Brother Cooper, the Lord just spoke to him one day and said, go over there to house, Matthew's house. Go over there. Talk to him. Old Harold was lost. The Lord had been dealing with him. And my brother Cooper went over there. Brother, they got down the floor and prayed. His wife showed me right there to the floor where he was at when he knelt before God. Amen. The Lord saved him by his marvelous grace. Thank God. Listen, that was an 02. That's been what? Brother lived 15 years ago. Thank God he went home and be the Lord the other day. Hallelujah. Got a resurrection, don't you say? But he got rid of every stone that was standing in the way and let the Lord resurrect him. Hallelujah. Then another stone is a stone of religion. I've got my religion, preacher. Oh, religion is going to send a lot of people to hell. Now, there is a pure religion, book of James. Pure religion, undefiled before God the Father exists, the visits of the fatherless and the widows and their affliction, keep himself unspotted from the world. That's pure religion. Well, that won't happen until after you get born again.
That's right.
Amen. They, a lot of folks got a head full of religion. I've talked to people, they tell me what they believe. What we believe don't mount a hill of beans.
Amen.
It's what we are.
That's right.
Amen. Sinners need resurrected today. If you're here and you're lost without God, you need him. One more stone, I'm going to close. Brother, that stone, and a lot of folks said, I can't live it.
Go ahead. You're right. You're right, preacher.
She said, well, I would, but I can't live it. I said, you can't live if you ain't got the liver on the inside.
Amen.
We can't live it.
That's right.
Why, you'd be out here stealing chickens for a morning if it wasn't the Lord on the inside. That's just what kind of people we are.
Sure.
Sinners by nature.
Amen.
Right. Amen. We need a spiritual resurrection.
That's right.
Amen. To get rid of that. Hey, ever since the Lord saved me, it ain't been a problem to go to church.
Amen.
It ain't been no problem. Thank God to pray. He ain't no problem to read the Bible. Thank God. Let me say this, brother. When you get resurrected, you'll be a brand new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Hope I've been a help to you tonight. Just remember, if you don't, he won't. That's a sovereign thought. He said, take you away the stone. They done it. He didn't raise Lazarus to life with a stone stuck it away. It didn't take him all day or all month. Just a few short words. Lazarus, come forth. See? It don't take long to save folks. I'll tell you what takes a long time sometime is the folks get in the shape to let the Lord save them.
Amen.
He said, the day you seek me your whole heart, I'll be found with you.
Yes.
I believe that.
Yes,
amen. He'll save everybody that'll come to him. The Holy Ghost of God draws and come to him. He'll save them. Amen. Brother Kevin, come on.